We didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Napa Know How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8/9 to 8/12.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewels.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8/9 to 8/12.
5:05, welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym frequency. Don't forget to check out our website, kgymradio.com. Vote in the poll question today. Did the Dolphins make the right move in signing Jay Cutler? Emil's Hideaway is the sponsor. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. I don't know, if I retired tomorrow and somebody came and said, we'll give you $10 million to come out of retirement and do the show for 365 days, I would say, well, I didn't make $10 million to begin with. I mean, that's a very generous offer, but let me think about it. And then I would sign. And Jay Cutler's not exactly in the best health either, and he's been preparing for the TV booth. Be interesting to see just exactly how this plays out. He's faced the Patriots three times, by the way, as the starting quarterback of the Bears, and it hasn't gone very well. So I don't think they're losing any sleep in Foxborough today over that news. We'll have a little Iowa basketball talk for you, as well as a number of other topics before 7 o'clock tonight. Huge weekend in sports for the city of Cedar Rapids. Not only did you have native son Zach Johnson nearly winning at the golf tournament over the weekend. I want to say half the time I say Firestone, half the time I say Bridgestone.
I think it was
the Bridgestone.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe I'm thinking of Roy Firestone. But Zach, other than Hideki Matsuyama, who was red hot over the weekend, Zach almost pocketed another PGA Tour win, and he did it 15 miles away from another fellow Regis grad, becoming the first native Iowan to go into the Hall of Fame. Kurt Warner inducted, getting the gold jacket. We had a great conversation, by the way, on Friday with Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. If you missed it, the podcast is online at our website, kgymradio.com, which I've already mentioned him being redundant now. But Kyle has stuck around in the studio here. I want to ask Kyle a question before we move on to the wheel of not desperation today, because we're not
just desperate. The wheel.
It's just the wheel.
Just
today.
The wheel.
Or the wheel of not desperation. It just depends on whether we've got things to get us through or not.
The wheel of confidence.
Kyle, I want a spoiler-free 20-second recap of last night's Game of Thrones.
Oh, my goodness.
A show that I don't watch, but I'm smart enough to know from the reaction of people on social media last night that whatever happened last night, this is a huge deal. Everybody's talking about it. I don't watch the show. I don't appreciate it, but I know a lot of people do. So 20 seconds, spoiler-free, what happened last night on Game of Thrones. People are calling it the single greatest show on television.
Spoiler
because of last night.
Yeah, spoiler-free.
There was a dragon and some horses, and that's all I know.
It was pretty much the culmination of what you've been waiting for, basically since the whole show started. Spoiler-free, I can say it's what everybody has been waiting for since the entire series
12
started.
12 seconds.
You had one huge faction combating directly for the first time ever with another huge faction with like all the coolest stuff that you could have asked for in the battle.
And that's your 20-second spoiler-free recap of Game of Thrones.
It's everything you've been waiting for.
Courtesy of the one guy here who watches it. Look, I'm not going to take a dump on somebody's favorite TV program because I don't watch it. Because I hate it when people do that with The Walking Dead and other stuff like Better Call Saul, programs that I watch. I did find it interesting. Somebody made the great point today that the I don't watch that show crowd or the people that make fun of people who watch Game of Thrones are always the loudest after really good episodes. And it was like a deafening roar. Starting last night into this morning, the people that don't watch Game of Thrones letting everybody else in the world know that they don't care about the. So the more people were like, whoa, that was an amazing show, the more those people were like, yeah, I don't really get into it a whole lot. I don't understand the whole
thing. I do that with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Well, I mean, that's quality television right
because there. Every time there's a, I guess, a dramatic episode,
it's always the most dramatic season ever. It's always the most dramatic season ever. I want Chris Harrison, who's the host of the program, just once.
JoJo got her heart broken.
And see, look, you know who they are.
Yeah.
You watch.
Alex said that he threw that out as the one he doesn't watch because he really wanted us to think he doesn't watch that one.
I want just one time for Chris Harrison to come out and say, this is the fifth most dramatic season of The Bachelor we've ever had. I mean, lay it out there and go, look, it's not quite as good as this, but it's at least better than that.
It's pretty mild.
The only clip of The Bachelor that I've seen is the one where Aaron Rodgers gets called out on live television.
From his brother Jordan.
Right, and that's how I know who JoJo is. Yeah. And it was on a couple of national radio shows, and they were just tearing those two apart. I found that pretty humorous.
Now we've got people texting about Game of Thrones and 3530 making an Annie Lennox reference to Brenda Warner on the text. I didn't want to go there. Look, I'm not going to, I don't want to criticize or make fun of somebody's looks. She has obviously chosen throughout the years, because this is not new or unique to Brenda Warner. She has chosen throughout the years to have her own image. And to that, I say more power to her. I don't know if I would necessarily go there or not, but she rocked it. And I'll leave it at that. like early 1990s era Sting from the WCW. 5:11, lead Todd Brummelkamp show, along with Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Okay, so we have all this Kirk Ferentz audio from Media Day on Saturday in Iowa City. And rather than doing the whole standard boring, here's what he says about this, and here's what he says about that, and I think that's boring, I think it makes terrible radio, so we're just going to do the same thing, but we're going to do it randomly. And in order to do that, we're going to utilize what I refer to normally as the Wheel of Desperation from the wacky radio sound closet, or whatever the hell it's called, except we're not desperate for something to talk about today. We're not inventing a segment. We're not creating.
We're not reinventing the wheel?
No. Ooh, look what he did there.
That was
wow,
good.
That's good. You are, you know what, you're coming along.
It's that improv class.
These are seven things. Okay, yeah, I want you, we're going to do
that
a show.
Before Kyle got here.
We're going to do a show someday where instead of talking about the topic most people care about, we're going to think about that topic, and then we're going to associate it with something else, and then that's the topic that we're going to talk about.
Mm.
Improv classes. We had to take them.
I missed them by like a week.
They were fun. We had more fun than we probably should have, probably at least three or four HR discussions probably should have come from some of those.
We learned a lot about our coworkers.
Probably some sexual harassment cases to be made, but other than that, we came through it. There was an old quote from Johnny Paycheck who sang, "Take this job and shove it." Johnny Paycheck said, "You always have to drive fast," and I don't know why I love this quote so much, because it's promoting something that is irresponsible, but you always have to drive fast enough, I'm paraphrasing here, so that when you go into the ditch, you come out on the other side. You don't get stuck in the ditch. And that's what we learned to do during that. 319-366-1600, 3530 back on the text line. Don't get me in trouble. Don't get me in trouble. I know he's got family in the area, and it is what it is. I got to be honest with you. I didn't stay up. Did not stay up to watch Kirk. It was like 11:15, and I was like, I'll watch any of the pertinent highlights that I need to. I know he mentioned Dick Breitbach and his days at Regis. He gave you and I a shout-out. We might have some of that coming up later on in the program for you, but needless to say, the Bridgestone, Firestone, Roy Firestone golf outing that Zach finished second in over the weekend, and Kurt Warner going into the Hall of Fame. We're going to touch on that coming up in a little bit, but I would be remiss if I put this off any longer. The Wheel of Not Desperation today. Let's give this a spin and see what Kirk says.
You know, the DB position is kind of interesting.
Ooh.
You know, a year ago or 8 months ago, it looked like it was really going to be. We were pretty solid back there. I think Brandon's injury really changed the complexion of that whole thing. And you know, there's a lot been written about our youth at the receiver position. I would say that's who we are on the back end right now, too. So, like I said, Chicago, we're really young on the perimeter right now, both, and I say young slash inexperienced, at the corner positions, basically safety and receivers. So, you know, I would not include the running backs in that group, but quarterbacks, that's our team in a nutshell. And that's where this important work is really going to help us out.
Starts off talking a little about Brandon Snyder there, coming back from the injury last year, the ACL. Do we see Brandon Snyder make an impact on this team this year?
Actually, Rob Howe wrote an article about this at HawkeyeNation.com, and he says there's a chance that Brandon Snyder could play towards the end of the season. And I've seen things like this happen where a guy tears his ACL in the spring, and he's able to come back halfway or a little bit more than halfway through the season. It just depends on the severity of the knee injury. And I am not a doctor. I don't know the severity of what Brandon Snyder's ACL tear looks like, but he's up, he's running, and he's rehabbing. So that is a good sign. There's a chance that we could see him towards the back half of the season.
319-366-1600, talking a little Hawkeye football following Media Day. Let's give that puppy another exactly duplicate spin. The best thing about the wheel is it spins at the exact same rate. There's not, we don't have three wheel sound effects where there's one like full bore, one like half in it, and then one, nope, it's just, it's the same spin every time. Really theater of the mind here. Amazing stuff.
Coach, what are your impressions of the wide receiver core so far? Any concerns there? And also, what would you like to see out of that group?
Concerns, yeah. But I think I think all of us have been impressed with what we're seeing. They're better than they were in the spring, and we're better with the new guys in there. Now the question is, how fast can we get where we got to get? Can we do it before September, 2nd? The good news is that that's a group that ought to continue to improve. But I think they're off to a good start so far. But we got a lot of work ahead.
There's Kirk talking a little bit about
the receiver position.
Yeah.
That was the second coach. Well, he went first. But you heard Kelton Copeland first say that he's concerned about the receiver position. And there was little said at Media Day to take away anybody's concern about the receiver position.
What's the difference, Kyle? Maybe you can enlighten me here. I want your opinion on this. What's the difference between worried and concerned?
Yeah,
because Copeland says, I'm not worried at all, but I am concerned.
I don't know.
I'm not worried that my house is going to burn down while I'm
concerned.
On vacation, but I am concerned that that will happen.
319-366-1600. Is there a difference between worried and concerned?
You got nothing? Dynamite drop.
Oh,
in.
I didn't know you were throwing.
Well, no,
I can't see Alex's face.
I want to know the difference between worried and concerned.
I don't know. I mean, I think what he's getting at is that it's not like this is obviously an imperfect group, but is he going to admit and say, my team, my group is absolutely doomed? What really is he supposed to say?
So I looked up concerned in the Webster's Dictionary, and the first word that is used is worried.
Oh.
Concerned. Definition: worried, troubled, or anxious.
Well,
I'm troubled, but I'm not anxious.
I'm not worried that this will be a terrible show, but I am concerned that it will be a terrible show.
Should we spend those?
That's what was uttered when they made the decision to move forward after the APC. I'm not worried that Todd will take this in a bad direction, but I am concerned that that will happen. 319-366-1600, push the button.
Certainly the quarterback competition is something that's going to be of interest to everybody. And the good news right there is both Nate and Tal are doing a nice job, I think, competing. They're making good strides. They've made strides since the spring, certainly, and have improved, I would say, in the last couple of days as well. So, happy about that. Both those guys are getting first team reps, and I hate to talk for other people, but I think all of us as coaches and players feel good about both guys and feel like they both can lead us to good results. So, happy with what we're seeing so far. Certainly we're not new to having new quarterbacks. That's not a new phenomenon in college football. It's just part of the game, certainly. And whether you look at Brad Banks, Nathan Chandler, Drew Tate, Ricky Stanzi, CJ Beathard, I think history's proven that you can be successful and have a successful team with a new quarterback taking snaps. So that's how we're looking at this whole thing.
So there you go, Kirk talking about the number one topic of concern, but not the number one topic of worry for Iowa fans, who the starting quarterback will be this fall. I think that the staff wants Nathan Stanley to win the job. I think, look, he falls, and this is not a comparison. Please understand what I'm saying and doing here. I think he falls into the category. It makes me think of when I saw Blaine Gabbert at Missouri during the Insight Bowl when Iowa beat them. And he walks into the interview room. It's the first time I was in the interview room with him. And I looked at him and I go, man, that's a quarterback right there. Big.
Certainly looks the part.
Looks the part. And I think when you look at Nathan Stanley, that's the first thing that comes to mind. He looks the part. And now, obviously, things haven't been fantastic post-college career for Blaine Gabbert. But that's where I'm at when it comes to Nathan Stanley. He looks the part. now they want to see if they can actually cast him in the role of starting quarterback. Or when he goes to read, does he have a high-pitched nasally voice? And you go, we can't put this guy on camera. We can't make him the lead in the movie.
I think you bring up Blaine Gabbert and the question about him at certain
times. Is he elite?
Was the leadership. And that's something that's developed. And I think the good thing about Nathan Stanley, when I was talking about him earlier, it wasn't the sense that you got this overwhelmingly arrogant vibe from him. What you got was a guy like Rob Howe brought up is 19 years old and still trying to figure out, still trying to prepare to learn this new offense and to prepare to be a starting quarterback while trying to gain the respect of his teammates and be a leader. At this point, he still looks like he is a little bit wide-eyed, a little bit unsure of what he's doing, and that's no knock against him because he's 19 years old, but somebody is going to have to step up and be the guy, or the coaching staff is going to have a very difficult decision on their hands.
All right, come on, Brian Ferentz comments. Come on, Kirk talking about Brian. Spin the wheel. Do we get here? We need 20 cents to advance to the Showcase Showdown. Can we get, there goes 20 cents right there. Oh.
But I think, yeah, Brian's been intrigued.
Oh, you know,
I mean, wow. It goes back to his time spent in New England, worked on both sides.
Was that random?
Yes.
And that's a pretty cerebral outfit up there, certainly with, you know, their quarterback starts there. But Bill O'Brien's the coordinator and then Coach Belichick. So, and he's around some guys. I think he's very inquisitive that way. And I was more of a just like, you know, dumb line coach, you know, just block that guy or whatever. So, you know, we're cut from a little different cloth that way. And I think he's ready for it.
So there you go. Kirk Ferentz talking about Brian Ferentz. Both men go to great lengths to pretend as if they are not related in discussing what. I cannot imagine.
Do they do that at like Thanksgiving dinner too? Excuse me, coach, can you pass the potatoes, please?
You know, I would hope that when it's family time, they're able to separate themselves from their work. But
you'd think so.
Judging from the way that Brian was talking about how he approaches the job, I don't think that that's possible at this point. I thought he had a great quote, and we'll hear from Brian a little bit more tomorrow, some extended cuts of Brian Ferentz's time at Media Day. He says he does not like the fact that he's not as productive now that he's the offensive coordinator. He was way more productive when he was just a position coach and the run game coordinator.
Less to do.
And I thought, you know what? That's honesty. How many coaches would stand in front of microphones, cameras, TV, phones, all of that good stuff, and admit that? I'm not as productive. Now, he wasn't saying I'm sitting there playing Minesweeper or I can't wait for Game of Thrones tonight. I'm going to, Stanley and Uyghur's game film, forget about it. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones. That's not what he was saying. But I thought, again, he's honest. I'm not as productive. And he doesn't like that. And you'll hear from Brian again coming up tomorrow on the program. We'll have about anywhere between 12 and 15 minutes of the Media Day conversation with Brian Ferentz. So tomorrow, I think we've got, do we have time for one more spin?
We do.
Oh boy, let's see what we've got.
Yeah, I hate to rank guys, but he's up there pretty high on all-time attitude list. I mean, you know, you could hand him a bucket of, you know, whatever. And he would say, yeah, that's a great bucket, coach. Thank you. You know, one of those deals. So
that would be Drew Cook he's talking about. You can hand him a bucket of, you know, whatever, and poop. He'd say, that's a great bucket, coach.
A bucket of poop.
That's a great bucket.
It's a great bucket.
I think he wanted to say another word for poop, and he didn't say it. And then he left it up to everybody's imagination.
But you
can put anything in the bucket that you want. I'm not worried about what's in the bucket that you're going to throw on me.
I just assume it's a great bucket.
But I am concerned about what's in the bucket that you're about to throw on me. We're going to throw you a couple commercials. And when we come back, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank big board update for you. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann, coming your way on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Come rock the chalk in downtown Iowa City. This unique chalk art event is presented by Midwest One Bank, and the fun is free for the whole family. Come see beautiful chalk art displays, pick up some chalk and create your own masterpiece, and enjoy excellent live music. Join in this family celebration of creativity Friday, August 11th at the corner of Clinton and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Chalk this one up to a super-duper time with Midwest One. Get all the details at rockthechalkic.com.
Hey, football fans, are you ready to score the best deal of the season? Then you need Iman's Ultimate Fan Package. You'll save over $1,200 on your cable, TV, and internet package. Plus, receive NFL Red Zone free for one season. Be game ready every day with Iman's fast and reliable connections, plus unbeatable local customer service. To find out how you can save $1,200 over 2 years and score your own fan package, call Iman at 298-6484 or visit iman.net/radio. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
Welcome back in 527. We are approaching the halfway point and time to send it over to Kyle for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations for your banking needs across the corridor.
The Iowa basketball team made some news on a football-heavy weekend in Iowa City, securing a commitment from 2018 shooting guard C.J. Frederick out of Kentucky. The 6'4" shooter chose Iowa over Xavier, Indiana, and Butler, but what makes his commitment interesting is that the Hawkeyes actually don't currently have an open scholarship for him. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson was in Akron, Ohio over the weekend for the World Golf Championships, and he came in second after shooting 11 under par. He was near the top of the leaderboard all weekend, but Hideki Matsuyama shot a 61 on Sunday to fly up the board and win comfortably at 16 under. Another Cedar Rapids native, former Rams and Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner, was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame over the weekend. Warner lays claim to one of the most improbable stories to NFL stardom, going from undrafted out of Northern Iowa to a Super Bowl champion and two-time MVP. The Colonels made another roster move over the weekend, recalling Shane Carrier to fill in for Aaron Whitefield as he heads to the DL, and that paid off quickly as Carrier homered twice yesterday in a 4-0 victory over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to even that series. They're in Wisconsin playing the third of four tonight with Tyler Beardsley taking on Thomas Jenkins at 7 o'clock. After our show today, we've got the Twins beginning a four-game home-and-home series with the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight's matchup will have Minnesota's Irvin Santana dueling with Brett Suter, and that'll be getting started shortly after 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
More Iowa football talk to come from Media Day. We'll also talk a little Iowa hoops, as well as Kyle just mentioned on the big board. Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes getting a rather interesting commitment over the weekend. There's no room at the inn for C.J. Frederick. What could that possibly mean moving forward? The Hawkeyes, by the way, getting ready to play game number one of their four-game European trip tomorrow afternoon in Germany. That's going to be 1 o'clock. I believe that's 1 o'clock Central Time. I could be wrong on that. I'm wrong from time to time. You guys who listen to the program know that. Back with more after this.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Technology can't always be reliable. It breaks down, needs updates, or needs to be replaced. But if there's one thing you can count on, it's Network Computer Solutions. From your PC, server, or your entire network, trust the qualified and personal care only we can provide. We ensure your equipment runs at the highest quality to keep you connected with your customers. After all, your connections are more than just hardware. Network Computer Solutions. Connect with us at ncsei.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, Dolphins star receiver Jarvis Landry under police investigation for a possible battery stemming from an incident with his girlfriend in March. The woman released a statement, said she had a vocal disagreement with him back then, and police were called, although she didn't call them herself. She also said there were no criminal charges and she was not in any way physically harmed. The Dolphins are aware of the incident. Nose tackle Vince Wilfork, a two-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots, announcing his retirement after 13 NFL seasons. The Bills signed receiver Anquan Boldin to a one-year, $2.75 million contract, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter. He's expected to compete for the number two receiver role. Quarterback Jay Cutler signed his one-year deal with the Dolphins. He's not playing in Thursday's preseason opener, but is expected to take over the starting job soon with Ryan Tannehill sidelined by a left knee injury. NBA, Timberwolves owner Glenn Taylor says he's ready to commit nearly $150 million to Andrew Wiggins with a max-level extension of his rookie contract, but first, he wants to sit down face-to-face with Wiggins to hear his commitment to the franchise in a similar fashion.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Austin, we've got your game.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Sometimes, what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-9530. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-9531 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-9531 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-9531.
5:34, welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. It's kind of ironic, the commercials that sometimes play on ESPN, is it not?
It is.
Are you still getting phone calls trying to track down a former roommate of yours from the
yes.
Internal Revenue Service?
Yes, I am.
That sucks.
Please stop calling me.
They probably think the location of my former roommate. They probably think that you are him.
They do. They're like, can I speak
with so-and-so?
This guy
is just lying.
Can I speak with so-and-so? And it, yeah, the person, well, I'm not, I won't say anything more. But
I've actually had that before. I had a roommate in college that after they moved out and dropped off the face of the earth, no one knows what they're up to now. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. And then some of the other... Sometimes, as Bob Ross would have said back in the day, a happy accident when various commercials play during things that we're talking about either on the air or off the air. By the way, we begin this segment with an update from a story that we brought you last week. And now I really feel like an ass here because it was my story and I screwed it up. And I think if I would have told it properly, the response would have been much different.
Are you talking about the someone mowing their lawn at 7:30 a.m.?
Yes, I am, because my wife found out that I mentioned that on the air, And I don't think she's necessarily worried about any retaliation from the neighbors, but my wife says, first of all, she's at work, and she's got people coming up to her go, man, early morning today. My wife is like, oh, God, this is her response every time, because she knows. Oh, God.
What did he say?
What was he talking about today? And so, yeah, I was talking about me waking up, the mowing at 7:30 in the morning. And we talked about the neighbors mowing at 7:30, and there were some people that were like, okay, kind of a jerk move. And then there were other people that were like, sun's out, guns out, basically. Like, if the sun is up, I'm mowing my lawn. And my wife was like, you idiot. That's when you woke up. They started mowing at 6:30. I woke up toward the end of it. So is that, does that not change the complexion of the, I would say the complaint?
Well, that's,
but if I was sleeping, I must have heard the lawnmower restart on the tail. You know, you got to stop and empty the bag into the yardie and all of that stuff.
That makes it worse, though, doesn't it? Started at 6:30.
Well, you're going to have some people out there that were like, hey, Lardo, you slept from 6:30 to 7:30 while they were mowing. You only woke up at the end. Who cares? But does it change your opinion that it was 6:30 in the morning and not 7:30? And should I at least have the story straight before I tell it? I'm not afraid. I had somebody, an acquaintance, that was like, aren't you worried that your neighbors listen to the program? I said, well, I know for sure that one neighbor listens to the show. And I don't know about the other neighbor. And we're talking about the other neighbor here, the one that I don't think I would ever talk about the neighbor who listens to the show. I would like to think that I'm smarter than that.
Have you ever made a complaint about somebody or something and the person who you were complaining about came back and was listening to the show and knew you were talking about them?
That, by the way, is the most passive-aggressive way to win an argument or get your point across. Have a radio show of your own.
That's all it takes?
That's all it takes. I could sit here and put anybody on blast that I wanted to, but I won't. Not necessarily. Not that I know of, anyway. But with great power comes great responsibility. I like to think of Peter Parker's uncle. Uncle Ben, right? I say Uncle Ben, it always sounds wrong because that's the rice guy. But it was Uncle Ben in the Spider-Man comic books, right? The words from the movie in the back of my mind. With great power comes great responsibility. I could wield this like a cudgeon, or I could treat it with the deference and the respect that it deserves, that sports talk radio deserves.
Are we comparing having spider senses to hosting a radio show here?
I'm not worried that my neighbor has started mowing the lawn at 6:30 in the morning, but I am concerned. That fits. That sort of works, even though as we debunked the difference between them, they're pretty much the same thing. That's Iowa's wide receivers coach. For people that don't know what we're talking about here, can we play? This was the clip. And I wasn't really even paying any attention when I put this at the start of the program today. But Kelton Copeland, who you talked with on Saturday, and I didn't get a good look at, he hits the weight room, you're telling me?
Yeah, he's...
So this might not be the right guy to be sort of making fun of? Or,
no. Okay. You think James Butler is big. Kelton Copeland's taller, and he probably is just as cut as James Butler.
Okay, so again, with great power comes great responsibility. Maybe not the coach on the staff that would be making fun of his word selection here. But here's Kelton Copeland basically saying, trying to say one thing, but really he's saying the exact same thing here.
I'm not worried at all. Am I concerned? Yes. Right, and there's a lot of work to be done, but we've made a lot of progress in a short amount of time, and we're going to continue to get better. That's what we did this morning. Tomorrow's another day, another opportunity to get better. So I'm not worried at all, but I am concerned, and we're striving to get there. We will.
He says it, and then he doubles down on it.
Yeah. And he also sort of paraphrases Eastbound and Down, the theme from Smokey and the Bandit. We got a short time to go and a long time. We got a long way to go and a short way to get there. Whatever. You know. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And this team lacks a Jerry Reed character who played the coach, right, in Waterboy?
Yes.
One of the coaches, because there were two of them.
The head coach, right?
Rest in peace, Jerry Reed. The Mud Bugs?
The Mud Dogs.
Mud Dogs. We've had this discussion on the program before. In one ear, out the other. Kyle brought this up on the big board. We talked a little bit about it with Rob Howe, but...
No, he plays the other coach. Sorry. He plays the other.
That's what I thought.
The coach of the...
Louisiana.
University of Louisiana.
The University of Louisiana.
Which at the time was not a real university,
right.
and now it is.
Now it is because it's Louisiana...
Lafayette.
Lafayette has changed its name. It wants to be identified as Louisiana. 319-366-1600. Jay Cutler has signed with the Miami Dolphins. Maybe we talk a little bit about this coming up in hour number three, because I know there's some Bears fans that are just happy to... You know what it calls into mind? A famous political quote when Richard Nixon lost. I think he said this when he lost to Kennedy in 1960. He says, "You won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore." And then he resurfaced in 1968. "You won't have Jay Cutler to kick around anymore, man. He's going to go do TV, and he ain't playing." And one injury later to Ryan Tannehill, and a $10 million contract gets put in front of him. He's coming out of retirement. They had quite a bit to say about this on ESPN Radio today, and that's why it's the poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Did the Dolphins make the right call in signing Jay Cutler? We'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Iowa basketball has made it to Europe, successfully crossed the Atlantic. They are in Germany. They're going to be playing a German All-Star team tomorrow. I have a feeling they'll be very proficient with their passing and their shooting. My people are very, very proficient at a lot of things.
I've never heard you claim the Germans as your people.
Well, I mean, it's in the blood. If you put a bowl of sauerkraut in front of me right now, I would devour it. Which reminds me, Sauerkraut Days is coming up in Lisbon. I think it's this weekend. And I drove past the sign for Sauerkraut Days on Highway 30 on my way home yesterday. My son and I had a little father-son bonding moment. We went to a baseball game in Clinton, and the Sauerkraut Days logo is nightmare material. I know there's people talking about the reboot of Stephen King's It that's coming out, but the Sauerkraut Days logo, which is like the Cabbage Patch Kid on meth in the middle of the... I drove by, I saw the sign, and it kind of gave me the willies. But there's the obligatory mention. Yeah, look, you tell me, what is that? It looks like...
No, I can't tell you what that is.
Yeah. It looks like something that you would see in a circus tent full of oddities, like the Cabbage Boy or something. It's just really creepy. I'm driving on Highway 30 last night, and I look over there, and I go... Every year, I drive past, and I say, you know what? That sounds fun. I'd like to go to Sauerkraut Days sometime. If Solon can have beef days, Lisbon has Sauerkraut Days. Fine by me. I'd like to go to Sauerkraut Days sometime. And then the second thing that I think of every year is, it might be time in 2017 to come up with a slightly less off-putting logo than the creepy.
Maybe rebrand a little bit.
Yeah, time to rebrand.
Now,
doesn't work for everybody.
I'm sorry to plead ignorance here, but what is Sauerkraut Days?
Well, they celebrate sauerkraut.
So you just...
And I don't necessarily...
Go there and have a bunch of...
It's an excuse to get together
sausages and
drink...
Sauerkraut?
I'm assuming it's an excuse to get together and drink beer and have some carnival rides, and maybe there's a sauerkraut queen or something. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that this is unique to Iowa, but every town sort of has to have its one thing. Like Solon has beef days, and Lisbon has sauerkraut days.
Cedar Rapids, Kolach.
And the Kolach Festival, although you don't want to upset the St. Jude's folks because Sweet Corn Festival is coming up as well. Right? I don't think I missed the Sweet Corn Festival.
I did. Sorry.
Is
that offensive to people?
What?
When we miss these events?
I like the Sweet Corn Festival. I like being able to go and grab a raffle ticket and sweet corn and all of that good stuff. But it's not exactly like on my calendar of thing. Like you drive by, you see the sign. Oh, it's coming up. Thank you, text line. The 11th through the 13th. I didn't think we missed it. But every town has to have like one little thing to try to get people to come. And Lisbon's is sauerkraut days. And I don't know why I wanted to go in that direction. I didn't really want to go in that direction. We're going to talk about Iowa basketball. And then...
Well, they're in Germany.
One thing led to another in Germany and sauerkraut. Exactly.
Tangent.
So CJ Frederick commits over the weekend, 6'4" guard, very promising looking player. He had an offer from two Big Ten offers from Indiana and Penn State and Xavier. A lot of other schools were interested in his services. Like many players, he said he wanted to get this over before his senior year started, because who doesn't want to go into their senior year of high school and just focus on being a stupid high school senior, doing things that high school seniors do? And he's chosen Iowa. The problem is, in the 2018 recruiting class, there are now two commitments and one scholarship. And Joe Wieskamp has the scholarship. Gatorade Player of the Year, tremendous player out of Muscatine, should have been Gatorade Player of the Year. And the question is, what's going to happen here moving forward? Now, one option, I guess, is, as Fran McCaffrey mentioned last Wednesday before the team left for Europe, Brady Ellingson is on track to be a senior academically. So he could graduate and then choose to transfer to another school and play his final year of eligibility, which, as Kirk Ferentz said on Saturday, thank goodness I don't coach basketball. He was talking about Matt Quarles and James Butler, Ron Caluzzi, the graduate transfer route. And in basketball, it's just become an epidemic. And so I think that that's probably maybe what will happen here. I don't want to push the kid out the door because he's a nice kid and a solid contributor to the team. But as Rob Howe mentioned at 4:30 today when we chatted with him, I guess the option also is that he could walk on for a year. And then in 2019, when a scholarship is available, then he goes on scholarship. So there's a couple options here, but Fran McCaffrey is building a very solid base for this program, and I think it's going to really start with the upcoming season. We talked about it on Friday at the Coach's Corner during Love It or Leave It, where the expectations are through the roof with a lot of people for this team. 21, 22, 23 wins, something like that, when you look at the schedule, both Big Ten and non-conference, and you go, okay, this is starting to add up here with the pieces that they've got returning and Garza and Nunji coming in. You got to be excited about the future of Iowa basketball at this standpoint. And Fran McCaffrey continues to recruit a very strong class of players. I watched a little bit of video on Frederick over the weekend after his commitment, and I saw, I believe it was Seth Greenberg of ESPN said he thinks Frederick is one of the most underrated shooters in the Midwest, if not the country. I don't want to put words into his mouth, but I know what I read. And I'm thinking, wow, you got national guys taking notice of kids who are committing to the Iowa basketball program at this standpoint. So things are looking very good. Now, a scholarship will open up. It always does. But there isn't one available right now. And that didn't stop him from committing, and more power to him. But there are a couple options that Fran McCaffrey can go in, and obviously Brady Ellingson or another player transferring to open up a scholarship is the most likely one. I don't want to say for sure it's Ellingson, because maybe he decides, no, I want to stick around. I want to play this out. I want to finish what I just think Fran mentioned the academic standing on last Wednesday, and it was sort of like, here's a tea leaf. Read it. Like, I'm just going to lay this out here, and I'm going to let you guys who like to connect the dots, connect the dots. That was part of Brian Ferentz is standing there, and Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register on Saturday is asking about naming a starting quarterback, and Brian Ferentz goes, you would certainly like us to name one, wouldn't you? And, you know, everybody kind of chuckles. It was a little nervous laughter, but he was making the point, look, I'm in no hurry to name a starting quarterback, but you guys in the media, and maybe it was more pointed to Chad in particular, but you guys are the ones that are in a hurry to name the starting quarterback. Me, I'm not. And you'll hear more from Brian Ferentz coming up on tomorrow's program. We'll have a little bit of audio. We're going to intersperse throughout the week some of the audio from Iowa Football Media Day on Saturday. We heard Kirk Ferentz earlier here in hour number two. If you missed it, you can check the podcast out, kgymradio.com. 5:52, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle brings you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and then it's on to hour number three. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and the man that I just mentioned, producer Kyle Mann, back after this.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
All right, listen. We didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees and all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance, with over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com, if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Let's visit your folks in Florida over winter break.
Good idea.
I'm checking fares from the Quad City International Airport. They have nonstop Allegiant flights to the Fort Myers area starting December 15th. Ooh, that's perfect. The kids can swim and you and your dad can play golf.
What about you?
Oh, I'll be shopping with your mom, talking about how lucky you two are to have such spectacular wives.
Plan your Florida getaway to Fort Myers or four other Allegiant destinations at qcairport.com. The Quad City International Airport, making travel easier.
5:55, welcome back. It is the finishing stretch of hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. We're in the home stretch, and I bring that up because I saw on Twitter earlier today there was a horse that won its race over the weekend, and I think this may be the best name for a horse that I have ever seen. Gas Station Sushi. And all I am thinking is, if I had been anywhere near an OTB facility and I had seen, that's off-track betting for people who aren't degenerates, and I had seen a horse running named Gas Station Sushi, I don't care what the track conditions were like, I don't care what his record looked like, I think I would have put some money down on Gas Station Sushi. Speaking of money, makes me think of Midwest One Bank. Time for another Midwest One Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
basketball team made some news on a football-heavy weekend in Iowa City, securing a commitment from 2018 shooting guard C.J. Frederick out of Kentucky. The 6'4" shooter chose Iowa over Xavier, Indiana, and Butler, but what makes his commitment interesting is that the Hawkeyes actually don't currently have an open scholarship for him. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson was in Akron, Ohio over the weekend for the World Golf Championships, and he came in second after shooting 11 under par. He was near the top of the leaderboard all weekend, but Hideki Matsuyama shot a 61 on Sunday to fly up the board and win comfortably at 16 under. Another Cedar Rapids native, former Rams and Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner, was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame over the weekend. Warner lays claim to one of the most improbable stories to NFL stardom, going from undrafted out of Northern Iowa to a Super Bowl champion and two-time MVP. The Colonels made another roster move over the weekend, recalling Shane Carrier to fill in for Aaron Whitefield as he heads to the DL, and that paid off quickly as he homered twice yesterday in a 4-0 victory over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to even the series. They're in Wisconsin playing the third of four tonight, with Tyler Beardsley taking on Thomas Jenkins at 7 o'clock. After our show today, we've got the Twins beginning a four-game home-and-home series with the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight's matchup will have Minnesota's Irvin Santana dueling with Brett Suter, and that'll be getting started shortly after 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
No Bartolo?
Not tonight.
No, not interested.
He's a little tired.
Not the oldest complete game in the AL since Nolan Ryan. Pretty impressive. Hour number three of the Todd Brawl Camp Show on the way after this.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
How good is Quaker State Motor Oil? It's been called a leader in wear.